News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, just a word of warning before our next item. If you have young ears listening, you might just be careful, because we will be talking about some pretty explicit content. Because last night, Channel 4 aired 1,000 Men and Me, the Bonnie Blue story. It follows the sex worker Bonnie Blue, real name Tia Billinger, as she defends her career creating some of the most explicit content online, which included her sleeping with over 1,000 men in one, I think it was a 12-hour period. Joining us to discuss this is Ali Ryan, founder of Goss.ie. First of all, Ali, did you think it was appropriate for Channel 4 to give, I hate the word platform, I have to say, but was it right for him to air this programme?
Yeah, I know the word platform is hard. Even coming on today talking about her boils my blood, because I hate giving this topic a platform. But you know, this is what Channel 4 does, to be honest. I mean, they do investigate things or talk about things that aren't supposed to be spoken about. So I'm not going to give out about them airing anything about it. I think it's a topic of conversation going on in a lot of people's lives for the last 2 years, especially a lot of young people. So it's probably important that they actually did talk about it. But I'm going to be honest, I didn't watch it. I can't stand her. The thought of actually watching it, I just couldn't do it. So maybe I would have changed my mind slightly better if I watched it, but I doubt it.
Unlikely, because I watched a chunk of it and it wasn't an easy watch, to put it mildly. But like, so why do you find her so repugnant?
I just think the idea behind it is what the real issue is. I think the last couple of years we're having huge issues with, you know, gender roles in society. We have someone like Andrew Tate online saying to men that, you know, women need to be diminished and they're less than and they're only good for one thing. And then you have someone like her coming out saying to us that, you know, she is what post-feminism is. She's owning her body. And you know what? Men pay for sex. Men pay for porn. So let me make millions out of it. And I'm so great. And, you know, this is so good for women. However, the things
you're
that
not
she promotes...
You're not buying that line?
No. Well, and the main reason I'm not is because of the type of things she's promotes. So there's actually a lot of women in the porn industry and in OnlyFans that also have the same opinion as me, because it's the way she does things. So the term rage bait, I don't know if you've heard of it before, but this is what she's doing online at the moment. So the sorts of videos she's putting up, she's saying that, you know, she's having dads and sons come in and have sex with her, that she is having thousands of men lining up, that, you know, to women in her videos, she's saying, if you don't have sex with your husband, he has every right to have sex with me. Now, does she believe that? I doubt it. But this is the sort of rage bait that's going on. And she's targeting really young men as well, men that have just turned 18. She's showing up to their colleges. It is very rage baity, and that's probably why the documentary is there, and that's where we're talking about it. I do find it troubling, though, looking at young women in society, that they would look to someone like her and think, right, okay, well, women are making lots of money because they're selling their bodies, and thinking that that is what feminism is, that it's taking back control. But taking back control of our gender is getting to a point where we don't have to sell our bodies to make money, that we are more equal. And that's, I think, why it's a huge step back. And you counter that, I suppose, with what's been going on with what Andrew Tate is saying. And the whole message to young girls is that you are only good for one thing and you are less than, and you want to be submissed, and like, that is what you want in life. Okay. And you're telling young girls that that's what you should want.
And look, I as I say, I watched it. It was horrible. I'm not in any way putting the case for it. But is there an argument that says this is a natural progression of where we have gone, that, you know, pornography is everywhere. There's a real narrative that you see it all the time in advice columns and so on, that anything goes, whatever you want to do between consenting adults is absolutely fine. You know, whatever your desires are, whatever your fantasies are, follow those desires. Is this not just a natural consequence of that, a natural follow-on from that?
I think this is the thing, right? I think pornography in itself is very problematic, and I do a good bit of work with Women's Aid, and, you know, we do a lot of work into what are the real harms of it, and there are a lot of harms of it these days. One of the main harms, I suppose, is the belief that what's going on in there is real. So what you're talking about there, having a fetish, having a sexual appetite, of course all that stuff is healthy, and, you know, especially Catholic Ireland, it's great that we're at that point where we're able to talk about that. But you're basically, you know, if people do believe that, we're saying that we're believing that a young woman wants to have sex with 1,000 men in a day or 100 men to line outside. I just don't buy it. I don't believe that that's actually what she wants. But she is telling young girls, you should want this. And any clips I've seen of her being interviewed about it, she says she loves this. This is what she'd love to do if she wasn't making money from it.
I suppose my question, Ali, is, you know, it's only degrees. You know, like, where is it okay to draw the line? My point is we live in a world that's unbelievably sexualized. And if you dare question that, and I have dared question it, and you're dismissed as a prude and uptight and all that kind of stuff. So, like, is this not just reaping what we've sowed?
I think it's coming back around, though. I think we did, as a society, need a bit of a sexual awakening. I think we did need that because it was going the opposite way for too long. But I do think it's going the opposite way way, way too hard now in the last couple of years. And look, people, if they are into porn and they want to, you know, do all these things, I think that's fine. But what she does in particular is really pushing people. And again, that rage bait idea, it's the message. And I think if you look up any other creators and maybe work on OnlyFans or are sex workers, a lot of them have come out and said the way she's going about things is wrong and it's immoralistic.
Is it not a bit rich, somebody who's on OnlyFans criticising her? Is that not a little bit rich?
Well, you see, I think the thing with OnlyFans, right, is that most creators are on there and they're doing content normally by themselves, right? So they're doing something very sexual on there. What Bonnie Blue is doing is coming onto TikTok and Instagram and asking young boys to line up outside of her house and to bring your dad. And it doesn't matter if you have a wife, come out and come get me. That's the sort of videos she puts up. It's very different having an account for one reason.
Yeah. I suppose, who do the creators of OnlyFans content think is watching it? I mean, do they not think it's dads and 17-year-old boys watching it as well?
Yeah, and I think with OnlyFans, a lot of that is very much you're watching and you are, like, I suppose, softly taking part in something, whereas this is actually asking people to come out. And I don't know what went into in the documentary, but I know there's videos online of other documentaries where people have gone to houses where she's done this and there's people lining outside and people talking about that. I suppose that's the part where it feels like it's going too far. But no, you're right in that the whole culture at the moment, even with OnlyFans, I think it's problematic because we're being told that this is women in charge. And yes, women are making money, but a man owns OnlyFans and a man is the one making most of the money. And there's lots of issues going on with people being even forced into having OnlyFans accounts. So there's just, it's not something that is 100% safe. And I think we're being sold a story that this is amazing for women. This is what we wanted all this time, is to sell our bodies yet again. But this time we're in control, so it's okay. And I think that's the narrative that's true.
What about the lads queuing up, though? I mean, are they not equally repugnant as well? Like,
100%.
Yeah.
And that's what she would say. She'd say, well, you know, I wouldn't exist. I wouldn't have this platform if there wasn't a need and a demand for it. And I think that's what's scary the last couple of years, again, with the likes of Andrew Tate and the like with her, is that people are following, people are showing up, people do believe that. But I think it's our job as a society to make sure that young people in particular, that they're understanding that those sort of behaviours are not okay. And especially the idea of diminishing a woman only down to sex. And that's why I don't like her, because she's not a very coming out being confident, you know, it's my body and it's my right. It's the way she says things.
I think we can agree she is not a role model for anyone. But listen, thanks indeed for talking to us, Ali Ryan, founder of Goss.ie. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you make of it all. Did you watch the documentary last night? It was not an easy watch, to put it mildly. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.